got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Thursday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. A commentary. A mamma mia, an hola, si senor, glasses, a what da? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible? Is there a problem?
Just for a second, but keep going.
Okay. They're working on some issue right here, so we're going to keep moving along. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside myself. No, it ain't good enough, no. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And anywhere in the world, if you're running around and you just can't sit, you got to go work out. You got to go chase ICE to stop ICE from picking up the illegal aliens, the lawbreakers in the country, and you out there trying to stop them. Or you got to go and rob a bank or something, or rob some white people, or beat up some white people, whatever you got to do. But you want to still be listening to the show. So you're like, I'm a podcast. When I come back, I will watch it. You can be watching it or listening to it while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Or you're just making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Or you're just taking a walk. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-JESSE. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And we take all calls about whatever. But Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers, and we want to show them that we love them by setting aside Thursday so that we have time, a little bit more time to discuss biblical stuff with the Bible thumpers because it's difficult for the Bible thumpers to communicate. And so we're like, we got to show love to the Bible thumper. We're supposed to love all. If you don't love all, you love none. So Bible thumper. So Thursday is Bible thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
Drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shana-na-na-na.
Shana-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
fire. If anybody asks what's the matter with me, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. On fire. What a mess. It's all for the thrill of it. They carry on like that because it's a thrill. That's all it is. Has nothing to do with God. Has nothing to do with the quote-unquote Holy Spirit. Has nothing to do with Jesus. It's just another thrill. It's the same way the thrill you get when you feel guilty. You think you've done something wrong and then you feel guilty. That's just a thrill. And then you're hoping God will forgive you. Maybe God will forgive me. Another thrill. Human beings love thrills. All for the thrill of it, thrill of it, thrill of it. All for the thrill of it, thrill of it. Amazing, huh? So I had this question, and I was thinking about it, reflecting on it. And it seemed like all, except for the people who are starting to work on themselves, all people think that this is normal. Really. I know a couple of people who know it's not normal, but all people think, well, everybody has it, everybody does it, and they think it's normal because everyone does it, not realizing that we are all born in sin, meaning that we are born into crazy families, crazy mother, crazy weak father, and that's what it means to be born in sin, because you're not born a sinner. You're born into crazy parents who have no love, and they cause you to become a sinner by causing you to become angry. And the moment you become angry, you become a sinner because now you're playing God. As a little kid, you only know good. And so in knowing good, you can't play God because you can't judge. But the moment you become angry, now you know evil. And now you judge. And the sin is judging. Even when you say, oh, I'm so guilt. I feel so much guilt for doing wrong. That's sinning. You're judging. But that's not what I'm about to ask you about. I've noticed that, and it's the darnest thing I ever see. And I've seen some darn things. But this is the darnest thing I've ever seen. And you can't convince these people that they're wrong. That's why you're not supposed to convince anyone about the truth anyway. But you can't convince them that they're wrong. I noticed that maybe all of the people I ever interviewed or had a discussion with on my fatherstate.tv show or this radio show or when I'm giving talks in different places, they all believe that everybody's angry and that it's normal. It's a normal situation. They say it's normal to be angry. It's human nature to be emotional. And anger is an emotion. It's a human emotion, they say. And they say it's normal. The Christians and the Jews and the Allahu Abbas and the Mormons and the Catholics and the those people that won't let you leave, if you leave, you can't play with them no more. Oh, Jehovah's Witness, they all think anger is normal, even though it causes a lot of conflict. Have you noticed that when you have anger, you have conflict? You have a lot of conflict within yourself, and then you cause conflict for others? How can that be normal? Why do you think God will create you like that? Look what anger does to innocent children. It changes their nature from God to Satan, from good to evil. Why would you think that is normal? And think of all the conflict that comes from anger. Yelling at one another, distrust, revenge, jealousy, murdering, robbing, stealing, killing. Look at the blacks. Not all, but most. They have conflict because they're angry at the whites for no reason at all. Really, zero reason. And they have so much conflict. And then they try to blame the white people for the conflict. Why do you think about that? Why would you think, and then you let the devil and the false preachers tell you what Jesus was angry, and you use that as an excuse. About you say Jesus angry, and you think Jesus had human emotions like you have. I watched this movie called Jane. What's that Christian movie called? I like.
Not The Chosen, is it?
Yeah, Chosen. And The Chosen, the one thing I've noticed in that, I like The Chosen movie because I like, it's a series, like, right? And I like hear what Jesus have to say. But they got Jesus so emotional, it's pitiful. They got him so real emotional, just like the people. And then they got the women acting like they all smart, right? And the men are all out of it. I was like, what the? They can't even do a Jesus movie right because they're angry and emotional and jealous and revengeful. They won't even do a complete Jesus movie right. Jesus was not emotional. And the women were not wiser than the men. But they present the movie like that. What a mess. I want you to know, do what you want, right? But anger is evil. And anyone that has anger, resentment, whatever you want to call it, are evil. Your nature is evil. And you cannot enter into the kingdom. You will never know God in a state of anger. It ain't going to happen. And knowing about God is not knowing God. Reading about him and hearing about him is just knowledge about him. That's it. It gets you nowhere. And the conflict that you have in your life and you bring up on others is never going to change. And that's not a way to, you were not created to live that way. You were created to live in peace. And where is the peace in anger/resentment? or conflict. Where's the peace in that? Think about that. And anger destroys every fiber of the body, the veins, the blood, the vessels, everything in the body is destroyed by anger. Why do you think so many women get sick with cancer? Because they're of anger. They get breast cancer like now they're going, no. That's the anger. It's evil, folks. Do what you want, but it's evil. Let me just read this to you. This is from Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hands on the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man is fit for the kingdom of God, man or woman. And we used to know that when you say no man, you meant woman too. No man who put, Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And what he's talking about, when you get on this journey of seeking the kingdom of truth of God from within, and you start to get a little light, and you start to see a little bit, and then you're like on this straight and narrow path to returning to the Father, right? And then somewhere down the road in life, either you allow the thoughts which are evil to cause you to look back and turn back, give up, stop it, or your evil friends or family members, because the darkness hate the light, they see a little light in you, and they cause you to turn around. They cause you to stop. Or you get angry, you become resentful, whatever, right? And you turn back. Woe unto you. You're going deeper into the hell that you can't even imagine when you look back or when you stop or when you turn around, because you're influenced by thoughts or someone on the outside of you that hates the light in you, whether it's your family member, your daddy, your mama, your children, your so-called friends, your employee, whatever. You cannot and will not enter into the kingdom. And the hell that you were leaving is double the trouble going back to it. So if you're not committed to going all the way to the end, enduring to the end, I would suggest you not even start it. Just stay in your little hell, which is a lot of hell, rather than starting and then stop. Rather than starting and then stopping, because you were influenced. One of your friends went to the meeting and they said, oh, why you listen to that? Don't listen to that. Go to a Catholic church. Go to a non-denominational church or something like that, and you go, and you give up. Because you listen to the devil inside of others, evil, and listen to the devil inside of you, and are evil. Thoughts, or all lies, all the time, about anything, whether it's coming out of you or from someone else. So I want to warn you or encourage you. if you're not going all the way on this path back to the Father, if you're not going to hang in there with it, then just don't even start it. Thank you. Really, just don't start it. Stay miserable. Stay in anger. Stay in judgment. Stay in guilt. Really, just stay with it and suffer and die. But if you get on this journey of knowing thyself, stay there no matter who tried to pull you out of it. For whatever reason, don't fall for it. That's the darkness hating the light inside of you. If your mama tried to build an army against you, because now she has no control over you, and most mothers will do that, just say no to mama and tell mama, stay away. Don't go back into your darkness. You're going to regret it. It's going to be worse. Don't do it. I'm just warning, but do what you want. It's not my job to save you. It's not my job to even try to save you, and I'm not trying. And I'm just telling you this is what happens because I've talked to a lot of people over the last 35 years, and some of them, they turn back. They stop being aware. They stop being in the presence of truth. For whatever reason, either influenced by thoughts or influenced by others. And believe me, other human beings, being evil as they are, would try to stop you from working on you because they have stopped working on themselves or may not even start it, to be honest. Really, so do what you want. I don't care what happens, how they come against you. You wish them well, and you stay on that straight and narrow path. Don't argue with them. Don't get mad at them. Don't judge them. Just be aware and know that it's not them, but it's evil in them. It's evil in them. It's not them. 888-77. Do what you want. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. I'm just trying to point you to the source. And in the Word, in the beginning, there was the Word with God, God was the Word. It says, he or she who endures to the end get the prize. You get a little prize on the way there. A little bit of understanding is gold. And a little bit of gold is better than no gold. So drop the conflict by dropping the anger. And you can drop the anger just like that. Really, just drop it. It's like you pick up a hot iron and it's hot, you drop it. Right? Same thing. Drop the anger. Anger is evil. Anger separates you from God. Anger separates you from God. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Florida and talk to Marilyn. Out of Florida. Marilyn, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good.
No woman is good. Only God.
Oh, my gosh. We are good.
We're very good. What's good about you?
God. I'm God. We're all God.
What?
God is good. God is good.
What's good about women?
We are the image of God.
Marilyn, you say you're good. What's good about you?
I'm the image of God.
Marilyn, what's good about you?
Everything's good about me.
Like what?
What's not good about me?
What's good about you, Marilyn?
Everything. Name it. And Mar- it's good
I'm
about me.
I'm going to ask you one more time. What's good about you?
Jesse, I am worth. I am purpose.
You ain't worth a damn.
Okay, Jesse. Jesse, are you there?
I'm waiting for you to tell me what's good about you.
I think everything is good about me. Me who I am personally.
Marilyn, tell me what's good about you.
Oh, my gosh. Give me some thing. I don't know your question. I feel like
you
only
said
have...
you were good, right? And you said all women are good. You didn't say that, right?
Yeah, if they're told they're good. If they keep being told they're not good, Jesse, they're going to be not good. Does that make sense?
No, not at all.
I love you, Jesse. I'm going to call in again, okay?
But you never did tell me what was good about you.
Everything. I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yes, you do. You're lying. What's good about you?
I homeschool. I have a son. I work and I clean and I cook. I don't know. I go with the system even though it's gatekeeping me.
So you can't name anything good about you, right?
I'm nice. I feel like everyone is God. That's good.
So you have no evidence that you're good at all. You just like saying that you're good or thinking that you're good? You just like that part?
I think it's important to feel that you're good.
Why is it important to lie to yourself?
It's not a lie.
It is a lie.
I think ego and pride are gifts. I don't think they're
something. You think what?
I think ego and pride are gifts.
And why do you think that?
Because they don't hurt anyone else unless you're not staying in your own lane. Unless you're, pride and ego doesn't bother anyone else unless that other person.
Meredith, are you just playing?
No, I'm serious.
No, you're not. You're not serious.
Unless you're trying to control or manipulate someone with your pride and ego, I don't understand why
Meredith,
you can't
you're
have
not
pride
serious.
And ego. I am so serious.
No, you're not. But I appreciate your call. When you get your mind together, call me again.
Oh, my goodness, I will. Yep.
And you have no goodness.
I am good. You're good.
There's nothing good about you. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're great. Love you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Let me go to Renee out of Texas. Renee. Oh, by the way, folks, happy Men History Month. We got a Men History moment coming up for you. Renee out of Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yes, sir. I wanted to call in to answer that biblical question.
Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus?
I would say I believe in Jesus. The reason why is because if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't think it would even be a Bible. I don't think there'd be a New Testament, no grace. I think we'd all be dead, right?
Well, I can't respond to the biblical question until Sunday. So you're saying you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
And why do you believe in Jesus?
Because he's the one that gave us the grace. You know, each day we wake up, we get to make choices, you know, from better from yesterday. So he gave us that grace.
He gave you what?
Grace.
Who is Grace?
Grace.
Hold on. Renee. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Number one, tonight it is the third Thursday of the month. The latest forum tonight for ladies only, women forum tonight at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rebuildingaman.com/events. So come on down, ladies. It's amazing how fast these third Thursday night comes, huh? And the ladies are on fire, and they come from everywhere. So the meeting tonight. And then tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the Fallen State .tv. I have been wanting to talk to this guy for a long time. Finally got a chance to have a discussion with him, and it was interesting, to say the least. Father Kevin Robinson, and he is an Anglican priest, TV and radio host, conservative commentator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Look, I love my country. I love Great Britain. It used to be the greatest empire in the world. The England that I grew up in is not the England that I recognize now.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will become like the UK and other countries. There's nothing to stop it.
Mass deportation is part of it. Why do we have so many white liberal women voting in policies that undermine our democracy?
Yeah.
It's not sexist, it's not misogynistic, because the most important unit within a nation is the family.
Amazing. He used to have a big afro when he lived in Europe, the UK. Interesting discussion. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support thefallenstate.tv right there on the YouTube channel. You can become a member and all that good stuff. And or
Locals.com.
JesseLeePeterson.local.com.
That's the one.
It's not .com, not local.
Mm-mm.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Yes, sir.
On the Fallen State TV there. All right. And thank you for your support. Some of you are donating, you're giving, you're helping us to help others without me even having to ask. Thank you. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. rebuildingaman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. You can mail, check a money order in as well, make it out to Bond Send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can hit that little bar thing. Scan the OR code.
QR.
That's a Q.
It looks like an O from here. Scan the QR code to support Bond. So thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. Let me go back to Renee, who is responding to the biblical question. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? And Renee, you say you believe in Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
And not the Bible?
I mean, if it wasn't for Jesus, I don't think, like I say, the Bible would be complete.
Oh, okay. You know,
yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Renee.
Yes, sir. And I have a question, too, for you.
Okay.
Regarding, I know you mentioned a lot that you feel Jesus is not God. I just have two scriptures, and I just want you to clarify those for me, if you don't mind.
All right.
The first one is John 1:1. Did you want me to read it, or?
Yes, yes.
Okay. One second. Okay, so in John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then the second one is going to be Revelation 19:13, which says, one second here. "And he was clothed with a vessel dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." So who is that they're talking about in Revelation 19:13?
God.
Is it not Jesus?
No. Well, when it says that, God is the Word. God is the truth. God is the light. God is all of that. But he sent his Son. And so what he did was he put his nature into his Son. And when his Son came to do what his mission was to do, his job, it was not him doing it, but it was the Son. I mean, it was the Father working through the Son.
Okay.
And it's the same way that would happen to us today if we were to return to the Father. Because right now, all angry, resentful people have the nature of Satan. And that's why you see so much cruelty on the earth, because human nature is evil. Their nature is not of God, but of Satan. But when you repent, whatever you want to call it, forgive, realize you're wrong, you're playing God, and you forgive, God forgive you, he changed your heart from anger to love, and then he would change your nature from that of the devil to that of him, of God, and you will have the same nature as God have. It would no longer be of evil, but it would be of good, and it wouldn't be you, but it would be his nature in you, same way it was with Christ.
Okay.
He was his Son and not the God. But the people call him God in the same way they call Trump a king. You hear the people calling Trump a king. Trump never called himself a king. And they call him Daddy. They call him everything, but Trump doesn't call himself any of those things. Likewise, Christ didn't call himself any of those things that the people called him back then and even now. It was the people saying those things. It was never Christ himself.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But like I said, when you're looking at that scripture, especially back in John 1:1, it's talking about two different people there, right? It's stating that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, it says like the Word was with him and he is the Word, you know. And then when you go and you jump back to Revelation, it's stating that, you know, this person is dripped in blood and his name is called the Word of God, you know. So if he's saying he is him and he was with him, then it's a little bit confusing out there.
I can understand why people are confused by that, and especially those people who have been told in advance that Jesus is God. And so when you read that, that's what you've been told, and that's what you're going to believe. And it's hard for you to see what the truth is about that. So I do understand that.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you, Renee.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Amazing. Fox News is reporting Dr. James Dobson, who founded Focus on the Family, an advisor to five presidents, has died at the age of 89. I remember him. May his soul rest in peace. James Dobson, according to Fox News report, Dr. James Dobson, Focus on the Family founder, is dead. May his soul rest in peace. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller George out of North Carolina. George, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Can you hear me good?
No, I hear you loud.
Right. I'm Bob Werner. I can't believe I fell over that. I appreciate you taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
So I called because I'm struggling with smoking pot. And I'm just trying to figure out how to, why can't I quit of my own accord?
Yeah. When you say you're struggling with it, what do you mean by that?
So it's like, personally, I enjoy it. However, to get a decent job, I have my CDL and whatnot, take care of my family and everything.
Right.
It is best that I not.
And so your question for me is what?
How can I quit for good something that I enjoy so much?
Drop your anger. You drop the anger. You drop the conflict within, and you won't need anything or anyone to make you feel good. You're smoking the pot because you have conflict, and it makes you feel better, but it doesn't solve the problem. If you want to overcome the pot, you got to overcome the anger. You got to overcome resentment. Why don't you drop your anger?
I would say that I have. I don't think I have any anger. I have been listening to you for a while, and I went in forgiving my mother.
And how about your father?
He's been deceased for a while.
Oh, okay. And you realize he loved you? It's just that he didn't know how to deal with your mother?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He died from an overdose. His drug of choice was crack cocaine.
Oh, okay. And why do you think that was his choice?
I see that he just couldn't deal with his mom.
Yeah.
He had the same image.
So is smoking pot the drug of your choice?
Yeah. But
to smoke pot?
I believe so. I think so. Yeah.
So if you choose to smoke pot, why can't you choose to stop?
That's such a common sense question. Yeah, I don't choose to do it.
So you don't want to stop smoking?
No.
So then why are you struggling with something that you don't want to stop doing?
Because everybody else tell me I need to.
Why do you care what they say?
Man, because I care what people think about me.
And why?
It makes me feel good.
To care what people think about you makes you feel good?
Yeah, it's...
What do you mean by that?
The the discomfort. I seem to enjoy the discomfort it brings me when I think about how other people perceive me, because it's not comfortable.
So you love the thrill of knowing what people think and how they see you?
Yeah, because I know that I can never live up to how they see me or how they want me to be.
So then why do you love it then?
Because I love the pain.
Oh, and so that doesn't even... So you love the pain, the thrill of what people, whether they think good or bad about you, you love the thrill of both?
Apparently I do, yes, because I do it all the time. So I must.
You do what
we only do think to get in those feelings, being obsessed by what people think about me, being controlled by what people think about me.
So why are you asking me about the pot if you love it?
I don't know. Man. Yeah, because...
You're married with children?
Oh, well, we're expecting in like a couple weeks.
So I know?
We are expecting in a couple of weeks. Well, she is having one in a couple of weeks.
I'm about to say, you pregnant too? What the?
I look like I am.
Are you fat?
No, I'm obese.
and why?
Oh, you know me. I'm black and I love fried chicken, Jesse.
So are you serious about overcoming your fallen state?
Yes, I am.
But I don't, I'm hearing two sides of the story. On one hand, you say you struggle with overcoming pot, but you really don't want to overcome because you love what people think about you, whether they think good or evil of you, and you're obese. I don't understand what's wrong with you. Why don't you make up your mind which one you want? Do you want to stay in your misery, or do you want to overcome your misery?
It appears that I do love my misery, even though I see that it doesn't benefit me. So I do want to overcome. I do have glimpses of overcoming,
right,
and then I get pulled right back in.
And how do you get pulled back in?
By believing the thoughts.
So then why don't you stop doing that?
How can I do that permanently?
By being aware of it and have no opinion about it. Don't fight with it. Don't call it you. Try not to smoke, meaning don't just rush to it. But if it gets so strong on you, you can't help it, be aware of yourself smoking the pot and do nothing about it, but be aware so you don't get all lost into it for the thrill of it. And the taste will be taken away from you.
Yeah, because that is what happens. It's like once I start smoking, it's like I enjoy it. And then I literally start judging myself. Like, I immediately go to judging myself. Like, this is why you're going to be here. You're not going to amount to anything. But, like, it's like a rush of everything. But it's like, it seems... Because of where I come from and all the chaos that I've been used to for so long, that not having chaos it doesn't appear to me that I'm thriving without chaos, because that's the only way I've been able to differentiate the truth from the not truth, is living in the chaos.
Amazing.
But now like I've gotten away from my family, like all my family's from Ohio, so I moved away. Like, I'm physically everything is near perfect, but it's just within me.
I forgot what I'm going to ask, but I understand that. But you got to make up your mind, meaning that I want out of this hell. Here's the way out, and all you got to do is become. Oh, I know what I was going to ask. When you say you judge yourself for doing those things, when the chaos come and all that, who you call it, you say these things about yourself. Who is judging whom?
Can you repeat that?
You said something like when you, with the chaos, you judge yourself or something?
Yeah, when I smoke and then I start like judging myself, like, oh, you can't stop smoking, like you need to do better.
Right. And who are you judging? Who is the self that you're judging?
The body.
Who are you?
I don't know who I am, but I know what I'm not.
So then why do you say you judge yourself if you don't even know who you are? How do you know you're judging yourself?
I don't know that I'm judging myself.
So why do you say I'm judging myself? And then who is the self that's judging the self? You sound like there are two people there or more. Who is the self?
God, Jesse, I'm crazy. You're right. I'm crazy.
So who is the self that's judging the self?
That I don't know.
So why do you say I judge myself?
Because I convinced myself that I am the thing that is judging me.
And how did you convince you of that?
Oh, I didn't.
How much do you
Something
weigh?
Something else did. I don't weigh that much. I'm 5'9". I'm 240.
Oh, okay. Does your wife I can play how basketball. Old are you?
37. Just turned 37.
Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
She does?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. She sees something in me that...
Is she older or younger?
Younger. Oh, she's 35.
Let me because of time, let me tell you this. Do what you want, but I suggest you relax, slow down, and just be aware of the thoughts and emotions. Don't call them you, don't have an opinion, and let the spirit of truth change your life. And it will if you totally give up having an opinion about yourself, trying to make anything happen or not happen. Just completely let go and be aware, then things will change.
And the irony is, I intellectually know that, but inside, trying to do that, that's what, something in me is trying to do that, and I see even, that I have to let that, right.
That's not even you, that's evil trying to pretend to be you.
I just needed to hear that.
Let me know how it goes. I got to take a break. Call me again, all right?
Yes, sir.
Back in a moment, folks. Hate news.
I highly recommend you get them. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam! How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
mysterious mess going on in this world, in this old world. This is the end of hour one already of Bible Thumper Thursday, August 21st. Happy Men's History Month. Women's Forum tonight. It's the third Thursday of the month, ladies. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. AD 2025. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to your super chats. We do see them. You are seen. You are appreciated. Very nice. And the ladies can call in, and the men can call in, and even the children, with proper permission, I guess, are welcome to call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Very cool. By the way, the Punchy TV podcast, we streamed it live yesterday on YouTube, on Punchy TV YouTube, as well as JLP Rumble, JLP Talk on X, and Pilled.net, BitChute, the Jesse Lee Peterson Pilled and BitChute, and other places. So you can check it out, and it's also available on audio podcast, Punchy TV. Look it up. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, not no Y in Punchy. I-E, okay? Nice. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, in an effort to stop illegal aliens, they call them undocumented immigrants, right? False. From crossing the southern border with Mexico, you may have heard about this. I'm smiling, I'm beaming as I read this. The Trump administration has built a wall, installed coils of razor wire, deployed guards, and added cameras and sensors. Earlier this week, Homeland Security Secretary, that woman, Kristi Noem, Kristi with a K and an I ending in I, Noem, she announced she's going to add yet another deterrent at the president's request. And that is, I think, that's going to be to paint the wall black, because black is hot. You know, when you wear a black shirt, it just soaks up all the heat. Whereas those old Egyptians, they would wear light white clothing that would reflect the sun. It wouldn't get quite as hot. And so black just absorbs the heat. Or black top, it's hot. Nice. Anyway, cool, huh? And that's at the president's request. Our greatest president, Trump. Sweet. Anyway, that Hurricane Erin, it's huge. The massive size of Hurricane Erin, E-R-I-N, it's a woman's name. And days of powerful winds over the open ocean, it's caused water levels along the East Coast to rise. I think that's called a storm swell. Tidal gauges from South Florida to New York. All running about a foot higher than normal. Wow. A foot higher than normal. Cool. Prompting authorities to close or restrict swimming at many beaches. Despite not making landfall this storm, you know, the Category 2 storm is still producing heavy rain, strong winds, powerful rip currents that rip you away from the shore or something like that. I'm not sure. And dangerous storm surge. According to the National Hurricane Center, tropical storm force winds now extend up to 320 miles away from the hurricane's eye. That's a big radius, up from 265 miles as of late Wednesday. Happy Thursday. North Carolina is under a state of emergency, and evacuations have been ordered for parts of the Outer Banks, wherever that is, which may see waves of 20 feet or higher. So watch out. Anyway, HHS, Health and Human Services. I don't like the sound of that, right? More than 750 current and former staffers of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, NIH, National Institutes of Health, and HHS, Health and Human Services, 750, okay, current and former staffers. They signed a letter to demand work environments that are safe from violence. And public health leaders who tell the American people the truth, so they said. Sounds like a grandstanding letter. Maybe it was an idea of a woman. It's addressed to RFK Jr. I'm James Haknabek, DJLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Destiny Peterson. Good morning again. Second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Which one do you believe in, or both? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you're busy, you got to run around for whatever reason, and you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, when you're doing what you look like you're doing what you're doing. You can be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Thursday. And though we take all calls, Thursdays is Let It Be Written, Let It Be Known, Let It Be Said. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Woo! Bible Thumper Thursday. I want to, before I go back to the callers and your super chat, I want to encourage you, do what you want, all right? No sweat on my back. I won't miss a nap. I won't miss an ounce of sleep if you don't take the advice, so do what you want. You, if you want to be free, if you want to be the ruler of your own world, if you want to become whole, if you want to be one, if you want to be single-minded and not double-minded, if you want to be free and not a slave, if you want love, perfect love, and not anger or hatred, resentment, you got to make up your own mind. I can't do it for you. It is a spiritual battle. Men and women around the world, you got to make up your own mind that you are willing to lose it all. You are willing to lose it all. To lose your daddy, your mama, your adult children, your cousin, your friends, your nephew, your aunt, your uncle, your whatever, your so-called friends, your everything. You got to make up your mind that you are willing to lose it all. You can't have both. You must be willing to go through the fire of fear, doubt, worry, insecurity, shyness, standing alone. You got to either be all in, meaning that just totally surrender all of your ego self, your desire to be loved, or your desire to look for love, your desire to be light, or your desire to be light by, want to light others. You got to let it all go. And when you truly let it all go, and you just relax in the fire, meaning of all this misery and worry and strife and jealousy and envy and all that, when you relax in that and do nothing about it, Christ is the light. And the light said, bring all that junk to the light, which is darkness, and the light will destroy the darkness. And all your worry and your jealousy and all those emotions you have, darkness, nothing but darkness. There's no light in that at all. But if you bring that to the light, meaning you let go, surrender, because the truth is not going to surrender to you. You're going to have to surrender to the truth. The truth is not going to change just because you're being silly or just because you think, oh, I'm God, or I'm a black Israelite or whatever you want to make up about yourself. The truth is like, oh, okay, suffer. But when you make up your mind that I want to be different, I want to be different. Don't even say what the difference is, because what you are is no good. I want to be different. Don't say I want to be different. I want to be a good this or a good that or whatever, right? Leave it blank. And when you surrender the spirit of truth, will take over and carry you through it, and you will be able to, you will become one, you'll become whole, and you'll be able to live in the world amongst the people, deal with the people, and take it or leave them. You don't need them. You just need them for merchandise, say, you know, buy food, buy a house, buy a car, buy whatever, right? But you'll be able to take them or leave them, and you'll be able to live amongst the evil people, because human beings are evil. And you won't feel a thing about it. Zero. Because you will have sacrificed your fallen nature, your false self, your ego to the truth. And the truth will change your life. It will make you whole. It will make you one. And there will be no conflict. How can you be have conflict if it's just one? You only have conflict because there are so many of you inside of you. You can't have conflict with one. You got to have many to have conflict, more than one. You can become one. You can become whole. So you got to make up your mind. Are you trying to seek favor with people? Or do you want to please the truth? Are you loving your thrills? Or do you want to please the truth? Be one. Be whole. Because you're divided. You live in time. You think you live in the past or you live in the future, which doesn't exist, period. But you live there. Your mind can be in one, your body can be in one place and your mind is somewhere else. You're not whole, you're not one. According to Galatians 10:1, For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a slave of God. I mean, let me read this over. Are you back? For I am now seeking the favor of men or of God. Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a slave. This doesn't even read right. Where did Derek get this from? Of God, of Christ. I have a better Bible than this. I'm going to get my Catholic Bible. It's so amazing. I don't understand this one. This from the KIG is messed up. But you can only please one or the other. You can't please both in saying that. So are you concerned about what others think, no matter who it is? Are you concerned about what's right? Are you divided or are you whole? You can be whole right now, you're divided. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Australia and talk to Mitt out of Australia. Mitt, you are on the air. Mitt?
She wasn't the best. Hey, Jesse, yet?
Hey, Mitt. I'm going to have to find another script to read on that. That wasn't good. I didn't like that.
Can I tell you something? I think on planet Earth, girls represent love. Girls are love to me. Girls, like, they represent love. They do so much. They're the best information I ever got. They're the best direction that I ever got. You know, they tell me love is the only safe way through. They give me all the best, you know, information. They you know, you turn to them when you need them, the girls. They cuddles. They give you, you know, cuddles, say
Matt,
hello, cuddles.
Matt,
to yeah.
What's wrong with
yep.
you?
I'm just standing up for the love of the girls.
Are you joking or are you serious?
No, I know that the devil whispers in their ear and that women are evil, and I'm evil too. But I've got 666 tattooed on me, and I know that I'm the one whispering in their ear. So it's like I am the devil,
Matt,
and she is my
Matt.
Yeah. Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It sounds like you think that girls are love?
They can be very much so, yes.
And how is that possible?
Because they give me the best information, like the best code, and they give me the best direction.
You have
they
never
that,
gotten
you know,
the best information from any woman at all.
Mate,
where do the girls get the love from that they give to you?
I don't know, mate. But as soon as you touch them, you feel the love. As soon as you connect together and touch each other, like even like not, it doesn't have to be. It can be platonically touching each other. They have this warmth, this energy that just emits from them. You know what I mean? I don't know where they get it from, but it's definitely inside them.
All right, thank you, Mitt. I appreciate it. All the way from Australia, down under. Thank you, Mitt. Let me go to first-time caller Sean out of Arizona. There's a line open at 888. So let's see. I think I got a better. This is from the Catholic Bible. That's the Bible I have, the Catholic Bible. The New Jerusalem Bible. Out of Galatians 1:10. Whom am I trying to convince now? Whom am I trying to convince now? Human beings or God? Whom am I trying to convince now? Human beings or God? Am I trying to please human beings? Man, that's deep. Am I trying to convince... am I trying to please human beings? If I were still doing that, I would not be a servant of Christ. That's from the Catholic Bible, the New Jerusalem Bible. I like the New Jerusalem Bible, the other Bible. I don't even know what it's saying. But, amazing. Let me go to Sean out of, first time caller out of Arizona. Sean, happy man, history, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I greatly appreciate you.
Thank you.
My question is, how do you, my mother was a wretched woman. How do you move past events? I've forgiven her, at least I think I have, because I've been listening to you for a while, and it's not the people, it's the evil in them, and that got me to a really good point. But I still find myself from time to time, these things just come through my head, and it's not anger, it's confusion. How does someone do such evil things to a child?
And so your question is what?
How do you forget or like move past the things that happen that bring that resentment and anger back up?
I don't quite understand your question. Are you saying that the anger and resentment in you, which is the same, it comes back to you?
Yes, sir.
And why?
Because I'll be watching TV or be at work, and just something will make me remember the evil, the things that happened to me.
And when that happened, and who is making you remember that?
I guess myself, because it's in my memory.
And how, when you say yourself, what self is causing you to remember that? Who is the self? Who are you?
Honestly, I don't know if I can answer that question, Jesse.
But then why do you say myself make me remember that?
I guess because it sounded good. It sounded right.
But just think about that. You're telling me you make you remember those things. Why would you make yourself remember things that are going to bring pain upon you?
That's a good question, I guess. You wouldn't smack your own hand with a hammer on purpose.
Right. So why do you say you made yourself remember those things?
I guess I didn't, but then why do I?
Why do you remember those things?
Yeah.
Because you believe in lies from evil. Evil has made a home in your mind, in your imagination, in your thoughts, and they are making you think that it's you remembering those things. When it's not, And every time you react to it, rather than just being aware of it, and no reaction is required, then the spirit of truth cannot save you from it. It can't take the evil from your mind because you think it's you and you're overreacting. You're judging, you're getting mad, you're blaming and all that. But if you just saw it, be aware, and die daily by being aware of it, it'll be taken away from you.
So when it starts welling up, just take a breath. Ask God to take these demons from my head. Just be aware. And with time, it will get better.
Absolutely. You don't even have to ask God to do it. The awareness is God causing you to be aware, to see that these things are happening in your mind. The thoughts are there. The emotions are there, but you're not the thoughts and you're not the emotions. You're not your body. Seeing that is God already helping you by letting you know that that's not you, and I'll take that away from you. That made a home in you when you became angry from whatever happened to you. You became angry, and you opened up your mind where evil came in, and it took you over. You escaped into your imagination.
Yes, sir. It for the longest time, it truly did. And when you was talking earlier about the angry women and the rate of cancer, sir, that is no joke.
Yeah.
You are 100% accurate. Anger will, and honestly, with your help, I've been watching your show for a couple years now. You know, not every single one, but I you know, do. Jesse, you really have helped me. Just watching your show and just listening to you talk have really helped me get to the point I have now gotten to. And I thought I was good, but I recently moved from Alabama to Arizona, like the feller from Ohio earlier, and things got a lot better. But then I guess that last little stumbling block. Jesse, thank you so much.
I recommend you do, but do what you want. Have you forgiven the people whomever traumatized you as a kid?
Yeah, I do believe I have forgiven her.
Okay.
That's how I was able, I guess, to get to this point.
Yes.
But then from time to time, that just... The other day I was walking through the grocery store and I seen a lady, her child was, and it just, you know, it, like what was happening to that kid was like some of the same stuff that would happen to me in Walmart. But, you know, so it really made me wonder what was happening at home behind closed doors.
Right. And so when those thoughts come like that, be aware that those thoughts are in you and you're feeling the pain, if you do feel the pain, but do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't get into it. Don't feel sorry for that kid or that woman. Don't be mad at that woman or feel sorry for that kid. And you will be made to be free because you can't do anything about anyone else. But just be aware that allowed evil to bring memories back to you of the past, which doesn't exist. It's just evil telling you that, and it's not real. And just be aware of that. You want to be aware of it. Don't deny that you do think that and feel that, but do nothing about it. And I promise you, Sean, they all will be made, they will all, darkness will have to leave you, and you will be made whole, and you will see that same situation at another time. It wouldn't even move you,
Jesse. I really appreciate you, and just thank you for everything you do for everybody you help every day.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Well,
that means no.
You was talking earlier about, you know, if you're not going to see it all the way through, don't get started.
Right.
And I kind of allowed myself to get into a little bit of that. And honestly, it all started making sense because of things coming back on me. When I moved out to Arizona, I started attending an Orthodox church. And I did for a few weeks, and then some situation with me moving out here has had some complications. So it's been several weeks since I've been back to church. And so a lot of things your show this morning got a lot of gears turning that hadn't or needed to be turning.
So why did you stop doing have you ever done the silent prayer?
I honestly can't say that I have. No, sir. I grew up a Southern Baptist.
But so are you familiar with the silent prayer? You know about it? You heard about it?
Honestly, no, sir. It don't ring a bell.
All right, I want you to do what you want, but go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. And I want to encourage you to start doing that. Do your little hooper to holler, begging God and crying and carrying on, oh, Lord, save me, and what a mess. And then when you're done with your little hooper to holler, be still and know God. He will take over. He'll bring you out of the darkness of your imagination, and he will make you free. But you got to be still and let him do that. It's not going to happen through begging and crying and hooping and hollering. It's going to happen in stillness.
Peace, be still.
Yeah. But do your little hooping and hollering first, and then calm down and do the silent prayer.
Thank you, Jesse.
RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer, all right?
Yes, sir. I'm fixing to look it up right now.
All right. Take care, Sean. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm fitting to look it up right now. So I like Derek. Super chat. While Dave is coming in, I'm going to go to Andrew out of Pennsylvania. He's been waiting for a while. Andrew.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. You're on the air.
I want to talk to you about a few months ago, probably about 3 months ago, I called you and about HVAC, how I wasn't able to get the type of job I wanted in it. And you told me just to be grateful for what I got right now and it'll come. Just keep doing what I'm doing day by day instead of comparing myself to others.
Yes.
And I did that. I kept my eyes on myself and started to enjoy like what I was doing, just living day by day. And you were right. It worked out. I ended up getting the job more suitable for what I'm learning in school. And I'm being able to apply that knowledge. So that definitely helped me. I appreciate that.
Right on. When you appreciate what the opportunity that you have without doing, if I had this or if this was like that, or if this, without any ifs, you're going to see one thing will lead to another because you're single-minded. An if person is a double-minded person. What if this don't happen? What if I don't get this? What if that? You want to be single-minded, not double-minded. So right on, man.
Yep. And I just got one more question. I think if I do the same thing you said to do with that, this same problem, well, this issue will help. But
hold that thought for me. Let me take a quick break, all right? Don't hang up, Andrew.
All right.
Hold on. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right after my show. The guy with the good hair. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. If you have not heard or listened to the Hake Report, you're missing it. And Lord, don't mention the American Anchor, baby. They both are on fire. If you have not heard the Anchor, baby, oh God, oh Lord, not George, but the Anchor, baby, American Anchor, baby, from 11, right after the Hake Report, to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And he, energy all over the place. The American Anchor Baby. Check it out. Also, support us on social media. We are on PO.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. PO.net. How y'all doing over there? PO.net. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. And cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And then rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Support, like, follow, comment, and do all that amazing stuff. All right? I want to go back to Andrew out of Pennsylvania. I put him on hold because of time. Andrew, so right on about the job, the HVAC job, and you had something else you wanted to mention.
Yeah, so ever since I was like mid, like teens, I've been having like skin like breakouts, and they would sometimes they'd go away, sometimes they'd come back, and I was just wondering, I've been like fighting with it. I guess I haven't been like getting. It's a lot of factors, I guess, come with the life, like your lifestyle that has something to do with causing it. But I've been fighting with it, trying different things to get rid of it. I was wondering, like, I know you can't give any medical advice, but what spiritual, like, practical, everyday, today advice you have for that?
Have you gone to a dermatologist about it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay.
And they gave me, like, creams and, like, that worked for a while, but then it didn't. And I don't want to keep having to take, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you're right, I don't give medical advice, but let me ask, when a skin problem comes, how do you feel about it? When it's there, you're thinking what and feeling what?
Angle, like, it's not too crazy, so I ain't gonna say sometimes, yeah, I do, like, it affects me. And like, what? I stress about it, I look at it sometimes, like, in the mirror, and just, I kind of think about it a lot.
You think what about it?
Like it's not good. Like it's not normal. And what can I do to change it?
And then you said it comes and it goes away?
Yeah. But it went away when I was taking the medicine, the like creams, but then I wasn't eating well. So I think that's what made it come back. But now when I take the cream, it don't really go away like it did. And I don't want to keep having to take that. Like, I just want to eat naturally.
Are you eating better now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, well, stay with eating better for sure. Drinking some, water and all that good stuff. But here's what I recommend. When it comes, and the thoughts come about it, like you look in the mirror, then you see it, and the thoughts like, oh, that look bad. You young. Look at that. The women not going to like that. Blah, 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 right? I want you to be aware that the thoughts are telling you that. Because all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Be aware that the thoughts are telling you that. If you're caught up in the thought and you're feeling something about it, be aware of that. But don't call it you. Do nothing about it. Endure the pain without identifying with the pain. And you'll see it's happening to your body, but it's not happening to you. And it won't matter at all. And then the Spirit of the Father will take care of it. It'll be fine.
And you think, like me, like having an identity of seeing myself as like a good looking person kind of makes it worse.
Absolutely.
'Cause like now that is, yeah.
You shouldn't see yourself as good looking or bad looking. Just imagine if you didn't see yourself either way. I'm a good looking person or I'm a bad looking person. You couldn't have any problem if you didn't see yourself that way.
Yeah, I understand that.
If you didn't see yourself as a good person, you could never see yourself as a bad person. And if you didn't see yourself as a bad person, you can see yourself as a good person. That's the illusion that all human beings live because they're in a fallen state, they're angry, and they live this double life. They have a up and a down. They have what they call a yang and a yin. Right, that what you call it? What do you call it?
Yin and yang.
Yeah, if you'd have had no yin and yang.
I think I got it.
If you have no yin and yang, you won't have any problems.
Always make those technical. Best bet is when you put
the... I appreciate it, Jesse. My bad. I'm at work. My mother called.
Sorry, okay.
All right, I'm about to...
Yeah, don't go do your job, but don't see yourself as good-looking or bad-looking.
Okay.
All right, go to work.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Good to talk to you, Andrew.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Joe on X says, no more super chats, LOL. Start reading the super chats on Hake's show from now on. Just take calls, JLP.
No, I appreciate the super chat. We need the support and to get the work done. But thank you.
Jim in Alaska says they made the SR-71. This was during punchy.tv/punchytv. Yesterday we streamed Punchy TV live. They made the SR-71 in 1964, a plane that can travel over 2,200 miles per hour. Mach 3.2.
Right on.
Awesome. Men's history.
Men's history moment.
And
thank
technology.
You. Right on. Thank you. And check out punchy.tv. Oh, Punchy TV, it was amazing.
The SR-71, also known as the Blackbird.
Nice.
It was the fastest plane in the world for a while, I think.
Really?
Nice, yeah.
Nice. Oh, amazing. Thank you for that Men's History moment. Who was that?
That was Jim in Alaska.
Thank you, Jim.
Very
amazing.
Exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it. I want to keep talking about it. But anyway, Jack says, read a great book, and he has a book tip for you.
Thank you. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack, over on Cash App. Very generous. Yeah. Anthony says, Mayor Wu of Boston, Massachusetts, defying Trump per the news, I think, according to Anthony.
I saw that on, I believe it was Jesse Waters' show yesterday on Fox. Why don't they ship the heifer back to China? Why would they let her be mayor in the United States? She got you have a China woman. Is she Chinese or what?
She's looking it up now.
She looks like a foreigner.
Looks like perhaps Taiwanese. A Taiwanese anchor baby, daughter of Taiwanese American immigrants.
So you have a foreigner in our government thinking like a foreigner. That doesn't even make sense. Why y'all elect foreigners in our government? This is what you're going to get. Yeah, I saw that. What a mess. Thank you.
Nice. Okay, well, at least somebody knows what he's talking about. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Jello Dagger 81, pardon me for butchering your name. Three coffees. Jesse, if God sends me a woman, not that I have been waiting for one, but if he does, I might reject her because I know Satan is always out to get me. And plus, I really don't need a woman. What's wrong with me? How do I know if she is God-given? He asks.
I'm confused because they don't really need one. And if God send them one, they'd be rejected. Why are they wondering if God... I'm confused.
I think he might be confused, too.
Your question is not clear. On one hand, you're darned if you do, and on the other hand, you're darned if you don't. I don't understand the question. Call me at 888-77-JESSE or make it clear on your super chat.
Sounds like he might have women on his mind.
Sure, yeah, but why he saying he doesn't know?
I don't know. Thank you, Gelo Dogger 81. Yeah. Someone, Jesse, you say to take all thoughts into captivity.
Yes.
But you also say during the silent prayer to let all of the thoughts pass. Which is it?
That's what captivity means. It's to be aware of them, do nothing about them, just be aware of them, and they'll be taken away from you. Don't hold on to them. Thank you.
Nice. Jim in Alaska says, if the earth were flat, you could see the Hawaiian Islands from the highest mountain in California using a telescope.
I rest my case.
In your face.
There you go. Now what you got to say, you little flat earthers? Thank you, Jim. I rest my case.
David
case is rested. Okay.
David's been a member for a month on Jesse Lee Peterson channel, YouTube. Once I started observing the thoughts, I could see for myself that those thoughts were not me.
Yeah.
And I can just understand that all thoughts are all lies, he says.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Right on.
Thank you, David. All American 09, Hake, read Titus 2. 13 and 14, aloud on air, Jesus is God, he says.
What?
He says, Titus 2, 13 and 14. I'll read 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amazing.
Thank you.
And what are you supposed
to be saying? He's saying that says that Jesus is God. Depends on in the New International Version, it says God and Savior, Jesus Christ. The other versions say God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, meaning two different people.
Amazing.
But thank you, All-American 09.
It's crazy how people want so badly to believe that Jesus is God.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you.
Adding to the scriptures.
Yeah, thank you.
Kevin says, if you're tithing, you're thriving.
That's right.
Very generous on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. Make sure you donate to bondrebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. Thank you.
Gabriel, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Today I saw a girl at work. I was at work. Couldn't have been more than 13 years old, and those tight slut leggings looked painted on. Her mother didn't seem bothered. Truly mad how far things have gotten. Surely one of the greatest sins, allowing the corruption of your own child. You think Sodom was worse than today, or is today worse? He asked.
It's gotten worse. Really. And it's unfortunate that these women are so insecure. All they ever show is skin now. They wear those little tight pants like panties. And everywhere, no matter where they go, to work, everywhere, because they're so insecure. Ladies, remember the good old days when women dressed nice and like men dressed? It wasn't about the skin back then. And then when men try to hit on you, you look like a slut. Why should they treat you like a slut? Think about that. You're dressing like a slut, and you wonder why the men treat you like a slut. Dress decently, ladies. Don't be wearing those little tight panties looking thing. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Jermaine says, hey, Jesse and crew, good morning. I will always do the good I can. War and hatred I can't stand. I hope you feel the same way, too. goodness of your works will carry you through. Do good unto others, and Jah will do the same for you. Give it a try, my friend, and you will prove what I am saying is true. Love is the answer. They ain't no other. Oh, oh, love is the answer. True love of the Father. Says Jermaine.
Is that a song?
I think so. But I can't sing it because I don't know this.
Oh, amazing. I want to stop. I got to stop.
We'll read more later, guys. Thank y'all.
Because of time. Thank you all.
Indeed.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Jeff out of Ohio. He's been waiting a while. Jeff, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Jeff.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I've been meaning to call you for a while now. I got some time today, and I was like, I'm going to check in with my black grandpa, see what's going on.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Anyways, your opening monologue really resonated with my call today. If I could tell you a brief situation that happened to me, I was finally able to put the truth that you put out into practice. I've been listening to you for several years now. And I'm going to try to keep it brief. But I had a situation with my sister-in-law. It was probably in January or February. And I knew she was evil. I've been with my wife for 18 years now. And I knew she was evil from the start due to some family stuff. And but I couldn't imagine like what was about to happen. Anyways, she's her dad, I never judged her, but their dad, he's kind of a beta, but he's been a decent father-in-law. He stays out of my business and stuff. I think it probably stems from that. But so she got married recently, and I had become really close with her husband-to-be. We hunt whitetail deer together and fish and stuff. So he asked me to be the best man at her wedding. And my wife was the matron of honor or whatever. So I had to prepare a best man speech, right? So I had a few innocent jokes in there because you normally kind of roast the groom, and that's, yeah, you know, that's our nature of our relationship.
Right.
Well, she flipped out, said I ruined the wedding, cried, left the room at the wedding. It was really awkward. I just said, I kind of apologized to her husband right away. I was like, I didn't mean to, you know, to say anything like that. It was an innocent joke. And he said, it's fine and stuff. Well, anyways, the next day, she's still pissed. And my in-laws come over and everybody's like, you need to apologize. You need to apologize. Well, I'm like, I'm not sorry. I don't regret like saying it. I didn't mean to ruin her wedding, but I'm not sorry. And me saying sorry, I'd be lying. So I just was like, you know, with what you kind of teach is I just kind of let it go. I was like, I'm not mad, you know, I'm not angry with anybody. Let's just move on and hopefully it'll simmer down. Well, a couple months went by. She's still super angry with me, banished me from her house and stuff, and turned the family against me. Like you said, they'll build an army against you.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law just completely turned against me as well. Gave me the silent treatment, you know, same with my father-in-law. And they basically tried to break up my marriage, which is really strong. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that little thing caused that much damage. So anyways, I'm trying to keep this brief. I'm sorry. A couple months passed. My sister-in-law wants to talk, and I'm like, okay, like I'll talk. I don't know what to really say, but I'll go talk to you. That's fine. I walked in, Jesse. I saw the devil in her eyes. I'm telling you, it was unreal. She was just completely nasty. I'm like, I thought we were having a conversation here, you know. So I said, I probably shouldn't have said this, but I said, have you ever looked at yourself and wondered why you're so angry all the time? Jesse, it set her off. She's, get out, blah, blah, blah. My brother-in-law threatened to punch me. I mean, it was crazy. He said if all my children weren't there, he would have punched me. They weren't in the room at the time, but so anyways, my wife, if one good thing come out of it, that she realizes how evil her mom and sister were, and I was just blown away.
Amazing.
So I just want to share that testimonial with you and ask you, like, is there anything I could have done different? Like, did I?
No.
I just let it go.
And I even like the fact you said to her about how evil she was or angry she was and he got mad. You told her the truth, but it's not your job to make her accept the truth. And you should be glad all that happened because they have always been that way. They were just putting on a front, pretending to be nice, pretending to love you and the family, and pretend to be this or that. It was all a pretense.
Right.
And so be glad to see that, because that is how all human beings are until they start to work on themselves. They put on a front. They put on a fake. All human beings are liars. They have this fake lying personality about, I love you, you love me, we're friends, we're this, we're that. It's all lies. So be glad to see that. Now you and your family can move on with your life and stay away from them because you see that they're evil. Just don't judge them, but keep them away from your family and you.
Okay. That's kind of was my question. Like, my mother-in-law, I feel like she saw that she was wrong. She never apologized, which I don't need her to, honestly. But
if she doesn't apologize, admit that she's wrong, don't assume that she sees herself wrong, because she could be put on another act.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's tough, man, because we all kind of live kind of not like next door to each other, but we're in the same, like a rural area. And I mean, it's tough.
Why are you staying so close around her family?
I'll tell you what, when I graduated, I'm a pharmacist, not to dox my profession or whatever. When I graduated pharmacy school, I had got a job in my hometown at an internship I had, and it's such a good job that I had a hard time leaving, because we were thinking about relocating after we had graduated, and it just, you know, just worked out this way that I'm able to provide an amazing life for my family and all that. So I don't know.
Well,
I thought about it, honestly.
Yeah, a man should never, ever, ever, but never keep his wife around her family. He should move far away from her family, because you get this kind of destruction. But now that you know and you understand, you're in this situation, keep them away from you and from your house and from your family.
Okay. That's going to be tough, but I'm going to have to. I've already started to distance myself, but, and I just want to say that, like, this has led my wife, and I have four children.
Can you hold on for me? I have a question for you. Hold on, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. When I come back, more of your phone calls and Super Chat. Hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Serious mess going on in the world. Tulsi Gabbard is cutting down the staff, maybe, of the National Intelligence Agency or community or whatever, I don't know. And the Texas floods, the parents of those 27 girls who died in that flood in Central Texas or wherever. They're talking about stuff, testifying or something, and complaining. They're sad, you know. They bereaved parents. And our greatest president, Trump, working to clean up the crime in D.C. It's a mess. It's a mess. There's a whole bunch of D.C. residents, suckers, who supposedly are not supportive of that, according to some poll, as if it's their choice. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, the 21st of August, A.D., 2025. It's the third Thursday of the month. That means it's the Women's Forum tonight, ladies. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Very nice. And so do join your fellow woman and JLP for the Women's Forum. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month. Women's forums third Thursday, 7 p.m. at Bond. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. After the JLP show, TheHakeReport.com, and then American Anchor Baby. Very cool. You can catch Punchy TV, the podcast, after the fact. We streamed it live yesterday, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow is the Fallen State Church on Sunday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And so Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, plans to cut the staff of the nation's top intelligence agency by nearly 50%. That's nice. It was not immediately clear how much of that reorganization is underway or has already been taken place. Gabbard, Tulsi that is, said it will save taxpayers at least $700 million per year. According to a fact sheet released on Wednesday, she's already reduced the size of her office's workforce by more than 500 staffers, about 30%. New effort appears largely to target several sub-agencies and offices that Tulsi says were either redundant or had been politicized. And I believe that, because the government, chock full of liberal communists. It's like ridiculous. Anti-Trump, anti-white, anti-Christian, pushing all kinds of gay agendas, anti-racist agendas, and other mess. Okay, so this includes the Foreign Malign Influence Center, which monitors efforts by foreign entities to influence the American public, and the National Counterproliferation and Biosecurity Center, which monitors the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Nice. And so the parents of some of those 27 girls who died in that catastrophic flood that swept through Camp Mystic back in July, and that river, sat before a Texas State Senate committee on Wednesday. Yesterday, they called for stronger safety standards at youth camps. Quote, "Our precious, hilarious, kind, caring, silly, loving little girl who always wanted to help others died because there was no plan. There was no backup system or sirens because the sweet 18 and 19-year-old counselors did not have the training they needed. Instead, they were told to stay in place, a rule that proved to be fatal," unquote. So said this woman, Carrie Hanna. Her 8-year-old daughter, Hadley, perished at that camp, which was largely sat in a flood-prone area. What a mess, huh? The parents were testifying about a bill that would require camps to have emergency rooftop ladders in every cabin in the floodplain and flash flood evacuation plans. The bill would also create a line of succession for officials in the event they were absent when disaster strikes. And meanwhile, in D.C., President Trump's declaration of a crime emergency in Washington, D.C., which is serious, and his decision to federalize the city's police force, meant to restore order in the nation's capital, right? "I'm deploying the National Guard to help reestablish law, order, and public safety in D.C. They're going to be allowed to do their job properly," said Trump. But the residents, 61%, said they feel less safe now. 8 in 10 oppose Trump's crime crackdown because they're dumb liberals and black. But I don't know if this poll is even accurate. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Stand up strong,
truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong, I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. Already, you can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, know thyself, right? These biblical questions are set up for you to pay attention to you, really. And once you understand you, when you see what's going on with you, you will clearly understand everybody else on this side of heaven, all people. Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? Do you believe in the Bible or in Jesus? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone if you got to run around by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And as you know, we love the Bible Thumpers. And so every Thursday is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, Lord. All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger.
He's drunk as a bastard.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shut
up. Shut up.
Fire! Boom, 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 boom. He's on fire. Obama is on fire. He's on fire. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to, quickly back to Jeff out of Ohio. And Jeff has discovered that his in-laws don't love him after all. So, Jeff.
Hey.
And so you live right next to them. You live close to them, right?
Within 10 to 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Now that you know that these people have never loved you, they've never cared about you, it's all been an act, be glad to see that. And then, though you live close to them, you be honest with them, you guys can't come around. Don't come to my family. My family is not coming to you all. Go on and live your life. I wish you all well, but we're moving on with our life. Be honest with them, and it's the honesty that will keep them away.
Okay. Okay. That's just, like I said, that's going to be tough, but I...
So why?
I said, I feel like that's going to be tough, but it's just something I got to do.
And why would that be tough?
Just, you know, my children love their grandparents, and, you know, my wife was kind of close to her mom and dad.
That's why you need to take her away from them.
Yeah, you're right.
So why would that be tough?
They kind of help out with getting my kids to different places and stuff, you know.
Do your wife work?
She works 8 hours a week. Which, yeah.
And so I'm not understanding why would it be tough, because you can, do your wife have to work?
No.
So then may her stay home and she can do all that.
Yeah, it's just sometimes one has to be one place. Maybe we just stop doing so much. You know what I mean?
Do I know?
Yeah. Like one has to be one place and one has to be another or something. You know, like my daughter takes piano lessons and my other daughter, they swim and they do all kinds of sports and stuff.
Why you have your kids involved in so much stuff? All you're doing is spending money. These people are making money off you. That's why they encourage the parents to put your children this, put your children that. Have your kids do this. Your kids are going to miss out. They're just making money off you.
I've often thought that, honestly. I'm like, why are we doing this?
You know? And you're stressing the kids out. Why don't you just let kids be kids? Your wife don't have to be taking them to all these different... They ain't got to be in all that mess.
Yeah. No, I definitely hear. I don't know why. I don't know. I've thought of it, though. Yeah.
You're listening to the world, and they are taking advantage of you.
It's just like, I grew up playing a lot of sports and doing different things, and I feel like it did benefit me. So maybe that's why. I just want to give them every opportunity to...
Why not give them opportunity to just be kids?
Yeah. I don't know, honestly. That's a good question. I know that was a question. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to think about that, though. I'll get back to you. I don't know.
It's crazy at the number of parents I talk to, and they're running crazy taking their kids to every, they got to be in this, they got to be in this sport, they got to be in that sport, they got to be swimming, they got to be dancing, they got to be, that's insane. I think you're going to be.
You're describing me right now.
What?
You're describing my life.
So why don't you do better by your kids by not putting that kind of pressure on them? You ain't got to do sports.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Uh-uh.
I just think it does instill some good qualities in them. And
ain't nothing good in quality in sport. Zero.
Okay. You're okay.
It's just a real game. Yeah.
I see that for sure. I see that in other parents, and I'm not judging them, because I'm not a type of parent that's like, you better go out here and do this and blah, blah, blah. I just sit back and just watch them do their thing. You know, I don't yell or nothing like that. I just kind of let them go. But it's something to think about for sure.
Just imagine if you all of a sudden became to be normal in your family, and your wife can be home raising the children, and the kids are playing around the house and running around and then doing little chores around the house, just being kids. And your wife would be able to stay and not run all over the place, spending money on gas and time and stressed out. It's just you're setting your kids up for ego failure in life. Let kids be kids at home.
Yeah. I never thought of it like that, honestly, like the ego failure thing. That's interesting. It really is.
Yeah.
Something to think about. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to.
And you're teaching the kids to never slow down and have that quiet time and know the Father and know the truth, because you're already putting all this pressure on them. So they're growing up with pressure, and they're going to live a life like that. Now they got to get a good education so they can make a lot of money so they can keep the thrills going.
That's a good point. I'm going to think about that. I've never thought about that like that before, because we're always on the go. I've never thought just to sit down, you know, and just relax.
Yeah, just have a family.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing I was I'll call you back on that. But one thing I was going to say is about how this whole situation allowed, like, my kids and my wife to obey me more. And I feel like my kids see the light more in me now.
Right on.
I felt like the great white hope, Donald Trump. Everybody was attacking me. Everybody was, I just wasn't moved by it. It was unreal.
Right on.
And I sought advice from my father, who I'm close with, and, you know, he pretty much was saying the same thing you were saying. But I just wanted to call you because I thought you would appreciate the testimony, I guess.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you to be happy, count it all joy that happened with these folks, right? Because now you see the real them, and you don't have to be faking anymore. Like, you got to fake, like, oh, I love them, and they love me, and we all family, and we're family laws. It's all fake. It's not real.
Yeah.
Now you see the real there.
We took vacations together, and, I mean, it was, and now I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this.
That's right.
And it's not because I'm mad. Right. People are like, oh, you're just taking it out because you're mad and stuff. I'm like, no, that's not it.
No.
I can't have that hell be brought upon me. I can't trust him anymore. You know, that's all.
That's right. So all right. Don't be angry and just be done.
True. Not at all. Well, I appreciate you, Jesse. I'm going to think about that question you asked me.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, sir. Stay with it.
I will. Have a great day.
All right, you too. All
right, bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773, I think. Right here. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Germany, her around the world, and talk to Jan.
Yes.
You are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jan.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey.
So I called about the word believe. You know how in English the word believe means I think that this is true, right?
Believe means I think it's true?
Yeah, like there's, I believe, like, you know, why I'm bringing it up is because I want to Bible thump a bit. You know, the first translations of the New Testament that we have, the Codex Sinaiticus, it was all in Greek, right? Now, the word believe that we, when it gets translated as believe, the Greek word is actually pisteuon, and now that means something a little different. It means trusting, relying into something, and trusting yourself into something. So now the Bible thumping begins. So when in John 11, 25-26, it says, the one who believes in me will live even though he dies. It actually means the one who entrusts himself into me, so who relies on me, so who gives up himself and relies on him, he will live. So you see the difference. So the whole word believe is already a trap.
Amazing. That makes so much sense, Jen. Wow.
Yeah. So bringing it to the biblical question, I don't believe in anything.
Amazing. I can't respond to the biblical question, but I love what you said about belief.
Yeah, man. I do too.
And
it's amazing.
I put my little two cents in on Sunday about the biblical. That is amazing.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
So basically, to all the people reading the New Testament, whenever you read, believe in God, believe in Jesus, believe this and that, it actually means trust it. You know, like, give it up. It's not. Don't believe anything.
Right.
Don't rely on your own understanding. It says that right in the Bible, right? So that's how it's meant.
That totally.
Anyway,
makes sense
to have a good
me.
One.
Thank you, man. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate all the good work, and have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you're on the air.
Aloha, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
I am calling to answer the biblical question.
Do you believe in the Bible? Or in Jesus?
I believe in Jesus.
And why do you say you believe in Jesus?
Because there would be no New Testament without him.
Meaning and, what? For those who don't know what you mean, what do you mean by that?
Well, there there would be no New Testament. I mean, there would probably be an Old Testament. There'd be that. But I don't think that there would be a New Testament without him. So I wouldn't be able to believe. Also, before I was able to even read the Bible, I knew God. I knew Jesus. I didn't know that I knew him, but I'm starting to remember that I know him.
Amazing.
With a silent prayer.
Right on.
Thank you. Well, I had my thoughts together that time.
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I would love to respond right now, but I got to hold it until Sunday. But thank you for that, Brandon. That's amazing.
No worries. Can I, spin off of that? I'm sorry. I'm still nervous, so I'm trying not to lose my thoughts.
You're nervous right now?
Yeah, I have a hard time talking, out loud to people.
And why?
I think that maybe it's because I'm autistic.
You are autistic?
I know you're going to make fun of me.
What did that mean?
Autistic. I talked to you about this before.
Like
Asperger's.
Oh, you have Asperger?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a hard time talking. I have a hard time talking out loud.
If you didn't say if you didn't say that, it would be, it doesn't seem that way at all.
Yeah. I know. And I'm starting, I know that you're right, Jesse. I know you're right, because when I was a kid, I would sit in my pain, like you were talking about, and that is how I overcame a lot. Like, I could not talk.
Yeah.
I couldn't do eye contact. I couldn't do a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And I would sit in the pain. Like, when I would, especially when I started getting a job, and you have to do eye contact more when you interview.
Right.
I would sit in the pain, and I would realize that they don't know what I'm thinking. Because when you're doing eye contact, you think that they're judging you or something. At least I did.
It's amazing.
That's how I would overcome it.
It's amazing how thoughts deceive you in everything you do. That's where I try to warn the people that all thoughts are all lies about anything all the time. Because they will, even in an interview like that, they'll tell you, oh, the people looking at you, they're judging you, they can see through you. And it's not even true. Those people are dealing with their own issues.
They're thinking that, oh, that girl's judging me.
Right.
Or, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, they're thinking the same thing.
Absolutely.
And I would beat myself up as a kid, and I was really hard on myself, and I had a really hard time overcoming. But as I was listening to you, you know, throughout the years, I think I fell upon you because of God, because I was seeing that, and I was asking him if what I was seeing was right, and then I fell upon you.
Right on.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. But I still do fall into my thoughts, and I still beat myself up, and I do have a hard time staying on that path. I do notice that.
Well,
when
you fall into the thought, just come back to present. Don't make it a big deal. Don't let the evil tell you, oh, it's not working. You're still in thought. Just come back to present, but don't judge it at all. Have no opinion about it.
Okay. I used to do that so much as a kid, and I just, life got to me, and I fell out of it.
How is Bendis?
It's amazing.
Oh, good.
I did 2,100 the first month and 26, and I don't know what I'm doing this month. But I'm just kind of doing what's in front of me, you know?
That's right.
Like, what comes, comes, and what goes, goes. And, I had a job set up for today, and it got canceled till Monday. And it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to roll into it. I get to have the day off. How exciting.
There you go.
I'll wake up early and call Jesse.
Amazing. Well, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better, all right?
Jesse, I'm remembering so much, of being a kid in the darkness that I was telling you last time.
Yes.
I'm remembering, I'm trying to think of an example because I have, a few of them, but they're all, just little things. For example, this boy that I had a crush on, I had a crush on him from fourth grade to sixth grade, my whole childhood. And I'm friends with him on Facebook. We never dated. We were just, classmates. But I had a crush on him. And on the playground one time, he posted a picture of him back in those days, like, you know, and I'm like, it hit me. I remembered, it triggered a memory of me on the playground thinking, I was asking God in me. I know this is so silly because I'm a little kid. I was like, you know, fourth grade, how old are you? I'm like, God, am I going to marry that boy someday? And I heard within me, he said, Brandy, you don't want him. What I have for you is better. And just little things like that. So I never like tried to ask him out or anything because of that moment. And just little things. Isn't that
amazing?
Isn't that weird?
Interesting.
Just little things.
Right on.
Isn't it?
It is. Brandy, I got to run because of time, but you stay with it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll call you back.
Okay. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Ron out of Texas. Ron, happy man's history month. You're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. Happy man's history month.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
How's it going?
All is well.
That's good. Just want to do a little Bible thumping with you.
Bible
thumping. You don't mind?
Thursday.
Many times in the Bible, like Deuteronomy 4 and 2, where it says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. God was telling us not to add to his word. You do agree with that, right?
Go ahead. I want to hear you out.
But you do agree with that, right?
Well, I don't understand what you're saying yet, the whole thing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You want to hear everything before you make your statement, all right? But anyway, so why did Jesus give us a new commandment in John 13 and 34 when you are not supposed to add to the commandment? And in Revelation, it tells you if you add to the commandments of God, you will suffer the plagues of the book. Can you explain that?
And so your question is what?
My question is, God commanded us not to add unto his word, right? But Jesus added a commandment. He gave us a new commandment.
And what was the new commandment?
To love everybody like you love, like Jesus loves you.
And you don't want to do that.
That's not God.
So you don't want to do it?
God didn't. That's not God. God did not say that in his commandment.
And because you believe it's not God, you don't want to love everybody as yourself?
Well, no, it says as Jesus.
So you don't want to do
loves
that?
You.
Right. Jesus loves you.
Well,
own.
Jesus don't love me. Jesus don't love me.
Right. So you don't want to do that commandment?
No, because Jesus don't love me.
Ron, you don't want to do that commandment?
No.
Well, then don't do it. What's the problem?
So I'm here to tell you that
why
Jesus...
Why do you have an issue with it if you don't even want to do it?
I'm telling you that Jesus added a commandment. Jesse, don't try to be slick with your words.
Well,
I know,
Ron,
how you do it.
Why are you having a problem with... You don't want to do it? You don't have to love people if you don't want to.
Oh, okay,
Jesse. Is that true or not?
Go ahead. No, it's not. I love people, and everybody loves me. Nobody loves you. Courtney, you, Jesse.
Ron,
and you don't love anybody.
Ron,
go ahead, Jesse.
Ron. Is it true that you, Ron, from Texas, if you don't want to love your as Christ loved the people, you don't have to, right?
Right. But
so
Jesus
why
don't
is love? That an issue for you?
It's not an issue at all. I'm calling to tell you that Jesus sinned against God when he added a new commandment.
And why you find it necessary to tell me that?
Because it's Bible thumping Thursday.
And so why do you find it necessary to tell me that?
Because it's Bible thumping Thursday.
Meaning what?
I mean, we Bible thump.
But I understand why you find it necessary to tell us that.
Hello?
I don't understand why you find it necessary to tell us that. Because
you
don't have to love anyone at all. Do you love everybody?
I love everybody, Jesse.
So why?
So why what?
Why do you love everyone?
Because I'm a loving person.
What would that mean, you're a loving person?
And according to you, we love no one.
What
and no
does
one
that
loves
mean,
us.
You're a loving person?
That means I love everybody.
And where do you get your love from that you're loving everybody with?
My heart, my soul.
Where do you, Ron, from Texas, get the love from that you're loving everybody with?
God.
What?
God.
How you getting it from God?
He didn't explain how he gave it to me.
How are you
so
getting it from God?
He didn't explain how he gave me love. So it's a mystery unto me, man.
And then how do you know you're getting it from God then?
Well, I don't know.
Then what you say? Why you say you get it from God?
Then? You asked the question.
Why did
I
tell
you I got it from God.
You said from God.
But you asked the question.
But do you say
you first asked the question, I said my heart. I said my soul.
How do you get
that wasn't good enough?
How do you get love from your heart?
How do I get love from my heart?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Did you say you're not sure?
I am not sure how and why I am such a lovable guy.
Ron, did you say you're not sure how you get love from your heart?
I'm not sure, sir.
So how you know you get it from the heart then?
The first time you asked me, I said heart. Then I said soul. Then I said God.
I have no idea
where I get all this love from.
So then why are you saying you get it from those places?
Because you asked. And you needed an answer.
So you just made it up.
Well, I just made it up. I gave my best guess at it.
So you just
my heart,
guessing
my soul,
so
God.
Right. You're just guessing at it. You don't know where your love come from.
That's right. Can I ask you a question?
So
please. Where do you get your love from, man? You can't keep asking me questions. Where do you get your love from?
Right. How do you know it's your love, then, if you don't know?
I don't know nothing, Jesse. All I know is what I read from the Bible, that Jesus added to the law.
Do you love Jesus?
Jesus added to the law, Jesse.
Right. Do you love Jesus?
Heck no.
You what?
Well, I love Jesus.
Right.
No.
You don't love Jesus?
I do not. I despise Jesus. I love God and God only, like he commanded.
And why don't you love Jesus?
Because he's an idol.
But you
he goes
you,
against the Most High,
but you just
said like I
you
told
you. You said you love everybody, right? But so
Jesus is not everybody because Jesus is not alive.
What?
Jesus is dead and stinking, sir.
What?
Jesus is dead and stinking.
And what? What did he say?
He said dead and stinking.
What do you mean by that, Ron?
I mean, you know how when you die, your body decomposes and stinks.
So you believe Jesus is dead?
I know he's dead. If he never lived.
So, you are like a black Israelite or something like that, right?
There you go. There you go. I didn't mean with that, Jesse,
are
but
you
always seem to come to that.
Right. Are you a black Israelite?
I am an Israelite. Jacobite.
And so you are a black Israelite.
Seed of Jacob.
Amazing. Thank you, Ron. Quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live and also on Peel. No, scratch off or something on Peel. Bye. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Amazing. Welcome back. The Hake Report coming up at the top of the hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it, believe me. And you do not want to miss the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report. On Friday, the American Anchor Baby do something a little different. He flies. Take a ride in his plane. He is the pilot on Fridays. But you don't want to miss the Anchor Baby Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1. And then on Friday from 12 or whatever until whatever time. Until he gets to the destination on the flight. At 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 a.m. I mean p.m. Pacific time. And last but not least, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Father Kevin Robinson. And he is an Anglican priest, TV and radio host, conservative commentator. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I love my country. I love Great Britain. It used to be the greatest empire in the world. The England that I grew up in is not the England that I recognize now.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will become like the UK and other countries. There's nothing to stop it.
Mass deportation is part of it. Why do we have so many white liberal women voting in policies that undermine our democracy?
Yeah.
It's not sexist, it's not misogynistic, because the most important unit within a nation is the family.
Amazing. Tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise at 11 a.m., thefallenstate.tv. And you can support the Fallen State right there by becoming a member on the YouTube channel, right? Or destinypeterson.locals.com. Right, hey?
That's right.
Right on. destinypeterson.locals.com. And tonight, ladies, latest form tonight at 7 p.m., for more information, go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Did you hear about this little girl from Fox News? This is from Fox News. After more than 200 days in the hospital, this 11-year-old Cooper, Ava Cooper, shared her life changing news with her father in a phone call. They call it emotional phone call. Watch this from Fox News.
Daddy?
What?
I'm getting a heart.
What?
I'm getting a heart.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, Dad.
Like tonight?
Like tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, Ava. Oh my gosh. Oh, kiddo. Oh, okay.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Hake?
So she needed a heart transplant, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I wish her well.
Crazy.
Amazing, huh? Two quick things. If you should see this happening at your church, you need to run and don't walk to get out of there really fast. Watch this first sound bite. Oh, you don't have that name? This is 216A. Oh, you don't have it? Oh, okay. Do you have 6B? No, you don't have that. Do you have 27? 20-7? You do. Finally! So listen, guys. I want to encourage you to answer questions. Don't be like this, all right? Here's a clip of a New York City Democrat mayoral candidate, Mandani. Mandami. Zoran Mandami. Being asked if he still support decriminalizing prostitution. And he doesn't respond. Watch this from Fox News.
Yeah, can I ask for your reaction to Andrew Cuomo and Eric Adams' accusation against you wanting to legalize prostitution?
You know, my focus on this campaign has long been to make this city one that every New Yorker can afford, where they are safe and where they live a life of dignity. And it is quite something to hear this critique, especially from Mayor Adams, who has made that nearly impossible, not only through his own decisions to exacerbate a cost of living crisis, but also through the cuts we've seen year after year, including a $3 million cut to Safe Horizon, an organization that provides services to victims of sex trafficking. And those are the very kinds of organizations that we would actually fully fund and ensure that we bring an end to this budget dance.
He asked you if you still believe in decriminalizing prostitution. He didn't even respond to that at all. As though the question were not asked. Ask! Amazing, huh? And speaking of dogs, who let the dogs out? If you are married or you live in, you and your woman live together and you had a dog and then you decided to break up, who's going to take the dog? And who will the dog go with? And how will the dog make the decision? Who let the dogs out? Here's a clip of a man and a woman walking their dog. Walking the dog. Remember that dance called Walking the Dog, James?
No, I do not.
Y'all didn't do Walking the Dog?
They might have. My classmates might have.
But you didn't?
I kind of doubt it, though.
Walking the dog.
Right.
Walking the dog. Remember that, Nick? Did you do Walking the Dog?
No.
Do you remember the song?
I know the yo-yo trick.
You remember the song Walking the Dog?
No.
What's a yo-yo trick?
You know the yo-yo? The string?
Oh,
the
yeah. String. That ain't
there's a trick called Walk the Dog.
Oh, I see. No, well, there's a dance with the black folk called Walking the Dog and a song called Walking the Dog. But here's a man and a woman walking the dog, their dog. And then splitting up and leaving the dog to decide who to follow. Watch this.
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy. My up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him. He's so much fun. Whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun.
Oh, amazing, huh? And one last quick one. This is from Wikipedia. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Jesus also referred to us as Jesus Christ. Jesus of Nazareth. Nazareth. Derek, not out there nowhere. Jesus of Nazareth. and many other names and titles, was a first century Jewish preacher and religious leader. Is that right?
According to Wikipedia.
Can you reread it so they can understand the reading?
Jesus, also referred to as Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, and many other names and titles, was a first century Jewish preacher and religious leader.
That's some clear white people mess. Watch this from Layman on YouTube. Watch this.
We learned that the generally agreed upon narrative begins with Jesus Christ being born in Bethlehem to Joseph and Mary. He lived on earth for only 33 years, the last three of his life being those for which he is most remembered. Those were the years of his ministry, which began the faith of Christianity. When Jesus began his ministry, he fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. He was tempted by the devil and overcame that temptation. He was also baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. After Jesus' baptism by immersion, God declared, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and even brought the dead back to life. More importantly, he forgave people of their sins. Although his works were considered blasphemous by the Jewish priests, Jesus continually reminded people that his works were aligned with God's will so that the Father may be glorified. At the height of his ministry and miracles, many Jews came to believe in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. Jewish leaders feared Jesus because of his growing followers. With the help of Judas Iscariot, Roman soldiers arrested Jesus, and he was put on trial for claiming to be the King of the Jews, according to Roman law. The punishment for rebellion against the king was death by crucifixion. 3 days after his death, Jesus rose from the tomb, and the resurrected Lord soon appeared to his friends and followers. He was the first to be resurrected, meaning his spirit was reunited with his perfected physical body after death. Since Christ rose again from the dead in victory over Satan and sin and death, he is eternal. He is the King of heaven and earth, and no enemy can touch him. His kingdom will never end. We can have everlasting life because Christ is alive and conquered death.
Eat your heart out, Ron from Texas. There. You little black Israelite. What the? I rest my case, Ron. That's amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
See on with three coffees. Jesse, you have a pure fatherly love look, and your advice is very soothing to me. Maybe that's why I had a crush from day one of listening to you. Or crash, she wrote. I put crush. Sorry. Maybe that's why I had that. You're just a combination between a perfect man and a perfect father. When I wake up knowing you're on, even if I'm busy, couldn't listen to you live, knowing that you're here makes me comfortable. Tear emoji. Love you forever. Hearts and heart eyes.
Right on. Thank you, Sion. I love you as well. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Emilio bought three coffees saying, good morning, gang. Hey.
Good morning.
Have y'all heard the 70,000 Cambodian monks have broken their vow of silence to nominate President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, we played that soundbite. We talked about that a couple of days ago, at least. Absolutely. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea and the world obeys him. Amazing. I did hear about that.
Very nice. Terry says, shout out to Hake's shirt. Thank you.
I know. It's a nice shirt. Is it new?
Relatively speaking, yes.
Relatively speaking. It's nice. Nice color, too.
Can I tell you where I got it, or shall I not tell you where I got it?
Yeah.
I got it at Ross.
You got to go to Ross.
Although... this is not sponsored by Ross, I disclaim.
You got to go to Ross.
It's not an endorsement.
It looked like a comfortable wearing shirt, too.
It is, actually. Thank you. Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond new BQ. Do you know God or believe in the Trinity? Emoji. Covering his mouth. Laughing.
And, thank you.
Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond.
Yeah.
GA on X. I have verbally forgiven, but the enemy wants to keep reminding you and let you believe that forgiveness is a feeling and memories are proof of unforgiveness. That's a lie.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
On punchy.tv, Jim in Alaska addresses the caller Sean in Arizona that silent prayer has been the key to this in my journey. Good luck, brother.
Right on. That check out the Punchy TV. They had a brand new episode yesterday. It was live. Punchy.tv.
Very nice.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Not Y-E, but I-E. Thank you.
That's right. And thank you, Jim. Anthony on Cash App. Hey, stop quoting that Bible, thumper.
What a Bible thumper. Homegrown Bible thumper. Amazing. Thank you.
Jewel says, Jehovah is Father God, Jesus the Son of God. The Trinity is not biblical. Jesus is not God in the flesh. Love you, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
Mondo says, amazing. Mondo.
Amazing. What the?
Tater, shout out to JLP crew and the best chat this side of heaven.
Thank you. And thank you for your support.
MF with three salute emojis.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe says, Germany, then Hawaii. You got calls from Germany and then Hawaii. Literally 12-hour difference in the time zone.
Wow.
Explain that, flat earthers.
Thank you. You little flat earther. What do you think now?
Is a quarter after 5 in the evening and then a quarter after 5 in the morning.
Wow.
With a Brandy and that Jan guy.
Aha. Uh-huh. You little flat earther, what do you got to say now?
Yeah.
Heard around the world by everybody they mama. Amazing.
Shout out, flat earthers. Anthony.
Shout out, flat earther.
Anthony on Cash App. What's wrong with the Dem mayors? A mess.
They Democrat. Are insane. The light in Trump is driving the darkness in those people insane. They don't know what to do themselves. They can't handle the light. Amazing.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, 5 coffees. Why women dress like sluts? 1, to regulate their emotions. 2, to control men's behavior, says Eric.
Everywhere you look now, women are half naked. They always showing skin. Why? What's wrong with you, ladies? Put some clothes on. What? Amazing. Thank you.
5 coffees from Eric. There's no such thing as being offended. It's just used in place of resentment to control your behavior. Anyone who says they're offended is lying.
I rest my case. Absolutely. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And over on YouTube, Ross says, keep doing what you're doing, JLP. God bless you, he says.
And I will, Ross, and thanks for your support. Absolutely.
David says, please say gut level. And try not to sound like Alex Jones.
Gut level?
Gut level. Gut level. Gut level.
Amazing.
Well, I sound like AJ, but JLP successfully does not sound like Alex Jones.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you all very much. Amazing. Let me go to Sky out of Virginia. Sky, you are on the air. Happy Man History Month.
Hello?
Hey, Sky.
Hey, can you hear me?
No.
Oh, well, yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes, you can.
How do you know?
I'm good. How are you doing?
How do you know I can hear you?
Because I know you. I know how you do. You say no when you actually can.
Go ahead.
No, I was just calling about the, I guess since it's Bible Thumper Thursday, I just had like a question about the Bible. I don't know, this might be not embarrassing, but like, I haven't like read the Bible in so long. And I remember like watching one of your like, Bond shows and you were talking about, I don't know, you were telling somebody like when it comes to the Bible, don't like.
Sky, come back to your phone. It clicking in and out. Come back to it. Sky?
Yes.
Okay, your phone is switching from here to there. Stay with it. Go ahead.
Start over? You missed the whole thing?
No, I got the whole thing. You want to know what about the Bible?
Yeah.
Just looking for advice on, like, how to go about, like, reading it. I haven't read it in so long. And I'm pretty sure it's probably not best to, like, take notes and make all this kind of annotations and stuff. Like, I remember you talking about it during one of your bond meetings from, like, years ago about how, like, you know, you don't want to go overboard. So just advice.
Yeah. Well, when you read it, just pick it up and read it. And put it away. Don't interpret. Don't listen to the voice interpreting the Bible at all. And just pick it up and read and put it away. If you want to jot down some notes because you may want to refresh yourself, remember with the notes, there's nothing wrong with that either. Just don't identify with it.
Okay. It's been so long. Like, I haven't. I mean, last time I, like, did anything with the Bible was back when I was, like, small, like, in Catholic school.
Yeah.
And it just seems
it's time for you to pick it up again. It hasn't been that long. What the?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think you should start at least picking it up, reading it a little bit.
Okay.
So go back to reading it sometime, all right?
All right.
There's nothing wrong with the reading of the Bible. Just don't believe what the thoughts tell you about it, what you read.
Don't let the thoughts tell me that Jesus is God.
Right.
Right. All right, got it.
All right, Sky.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me go to Raymond out of New Jersey. Raymond, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Raymond.
Good. I just had a question. You know how you tell us to love everyone?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love everyone, you know, all people, and I love God, right? But, like, does that also include, like, are we supposed to love, like, Satan as well? Like, do you know what I mean? Or
you're not supposed to love him, but you're not supposed to hate him either. Because if you hate evil, you become evil.
So we're just supposed to be, like, indifferent?
Yes. Neither accept nor reject evil.
Okay.
And then in that way, you're neither accepting nor rejecting. You have nothing to do with it. But if you hate it, you become like what you hate. That's why all human beings, men and women, become like their mothers generation after generation, because they hate the evil in the mother, and they become evil.
Okay.
But if your father was there to tell you don't be angry at your mother, don't resent her, you could never become evil.
Okay. So you're just saying, you know, if Satan comes to mess with you or, you know, do whatever or tries to, you know, come for you, just don't react and just, like, don't do anything?
Right. Be aware. See it. Don't deny that it's there. But do nothing about what you see.
Okay. Oh, so just let him go do his own thing, basically.
If he's trying to give you ideas, thoughts, and feelings and all that stuff, be aware there's fear or doubt or this or that. Just see it. And if you're caught up in the thoughts, you're going to feel it. Be aware, but don't call it you. Don't do anything about it. And the spirit of the light, the spirit of truth, will destroy the darkness, which is evil.
All right. So just do nothing.
Do nothing. But be aware. And it's the awareness that will change it.
Right. So just stay conscious and do nothing.
That's it.
Okay. That's a good answer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I really have to say.
I wish you well. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Super chat.
Super chat.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec Greenwall, and the rest of the supporters. And thank you to Jules Verne, Son of Liberty, LGB, Forgive Yo Mama,
The first shout out to everybody. Thank you, and Jules.
These Rumble guys, Neurodivergent One, Jadaran, G Fontes 119, Resolute Heart, Wednesday Nobody, Old Saucy, Marco the Hammer, and the rest. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Rumble crew. Amazing.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that may be. Oh no, Anthony, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Asperger's.
Asperger.
With cheese.
With cheese.
Yum, yum, he says. I disclaim.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I am so out of time. Tomorrow's Open Live Friday's last Black Friday. Look, folks, you can become one and be the ruler of your world, your universe. Or you could be double-minded, split, divided between the past and the future, or this or that, and suffer the rest of your life. It's really up to you. If you want to overcome, you must see that you are angry, resentful, which is evil. Go and forgive your mothers, every human being, and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And I'm telling you, God will forgive you, and he'll change your world. He'll draw you into a new reality, and it's amazing. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Do it, and be willing to lose it all for what is right. Lose everyone or everything and or everything for what is right, and you will have it all. To lose it all, you will gain it all, all right? Brady from Arizona. Brady want to talk about the painting of the black wall. They paint the wall black around the border. Nice. Joe from Arizona. Joe has a testimony how he overcame weed. What the? And the other callers that are dropping hate coming up now. And after hate, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you for your super chats, your donations, and everything to help us, to help others as you've been helped. Thank you. Take care, folks. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you.